Hi, this is Bill Black from the Exit Coach Radio Show on Sundays. Last year, a business owner friend of mine died suddenly and tragically, and his family was unprepared. In his honor, I'm giving away 1,000 of my ebooks entitled Business Continuity, 5 Steps to Protect Your Family, free. All you have to do is text the word FAMILY to 44222. That's FAMILY to 44222. Don't let your family be the victim of an unplanned business. Text FAMILY to 44222 for this free information today.
Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for joining us. It's always a great pleasure to have my next guest back with us. David Elliott is the founder of the Institute for Influential Community Impact, among other things. Dave is a very active individual and heads up a lot of groups. And we've been friends for a long time. Dave started the Institute for Influential Community Impact to help develop good works in educating, inspiring, engaging, and honoring people and organizations making a difference as influencers for good. How awesome does that sound? So, Dave, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for joining us today. How are you?
Bill, you said it perfectly. We're done.
We're done. Okay. Well,
appreciate you having me on today.
It was my pleasure, Dave. It's such a great it's such a great endeavor to, and I know we're going to get into this, but I've been so impressed to see how you dream it, create it, believe it, and now you're achieving it. And we're going to talk about what the influential community, the Institute for Influential Community Impact is. But first, Dave, tell us a little bit about you so our listeners can get to know you if they don't know you already.
Well, thanks, Bill. You know, we go back a number of years, and I really appreciate your friendship and your commitment to really supporting a lot of the different endeavors. You know, I've spent about 35 years here in Orange County, primarily involved at Vanguard University for about 15 years in some administrative roles there. And then the last 6 years, I've served as CEO and president of the Santa Ana Chamber of Commerce. In fact, matter, that's where I'm talking to you from right now. And then I have... along with you, have had some endeavors with a consulting practice that I have, David Elling Associates, that really focus on business development and coaching and really trying to help connect the dots in the area of business development for for-profit businesses and nonprofits as well. So it's always been about people and relationships and, you know, how to make, a difference in our community in this world. And now we've founded this institute, Russ Williams from the Paskies Foundation and myself, and we're excited about some of the things that we're doing and, kind of taking a step at a time to kind of see what works.
Well, Dave, you're always doing something to benefit someone in some way, and I'm always amazed. And when you came up with the idea of the institute, what was behind the need? Why do we need an Institute for Influential Community Impact today?
I know that's a mouthful, the name that we have for it, but I think it really tries to describe what we're all about. You know, it's really about engaging people and organizations more in their community, and we call the seven pillars that make up seven pillars of influence that really make up a community, whether it's involved in education, involved in government, business certainly is part of it, the faith community, healthcare, those are some of the pillars. And in every community, these are the types of things that really make for a healthy community when you have a positive impact in these different pillars. And so that's been kind of the driver behind this. And I've always been involved with community outreach, community relations, and really just trying to move the needle in a positive way to be, as my partner in crime, Russ Williams said, be an influence for good, whether it be at home, business, in your community. And so we've just taken that a step further and said we're going to create an institute that really focuses on engaging, educating, inspiring, and then honoring people and organizations that are making a difference, that are those role models, that are making a difference in local government, making a difference in business, making a difference in the faith community, those types of things. Because it's at the end of the day, it's about having that positive community, whether it's a local city, as we look at, or a region like Orange County. And so there's a lot of opportunity to just bring a lot of good people together to think in terms of what we can do to move the needle in a positive way in these different pillars of influence in a community.
Now, Dave, you've been involved in universities, you've been involved in chambers of commerce, you've been involved in business networking types of groups. Mm-hmm. Is this kind of a is the problem that they just kind of don't know what each other needs? Like, for instance, one charity might not know what another or one organization might not know what a particular charity needs, or a nonprofit, or is it just to kind of pull together a forum so that everybody can kind of once and for all get a good overview look at what all the community's needs are? Is that the idea?
Yeah, I think that's a really good portion of what we're talking about. You know, I always say you don't know what you don't know. And so when you are, confronted in different, what we call different deliverables that we're putting out there, mm-hmm. that really engage people and educate people as to, and really we're really focused on issues. You know, what are issues that facing, we had our first leadership breakfast back in June, and we brought in three of our outstanding organizations, and we just asked them, look, this is not about just promoting who you are as an organization that's making a difference here in the community, but what is a key issue that you're facing right now that you could engage our audience, our people that are out here that are, from business and from the faith community and from the nonprofit community that you need some help with? Whether it's I have a culture issue, I have a branding, a marketing issue, I'm a brand new organization, I need to get more involved with people that can help make a difference. So we're trying to, engage people to be involved, that's one thing, but to be involved intellectually with intellectual capital and not just always about the pocketbook. I mean, that's important, but to engage professionals with their knowledge and their expertise with some of these issues within, we call the pillars, again, within a community, we think that's important. I mean, that really captures what they can bring to the table beyond just, writing a check. And the other idea is, we have some people that are already engaged, so if we can engage them a little bit more, but even beyond that, if we can engage more people with the importance of being involved in their community, giving back in their community, we know that even from a business perspective, it pays dividends.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is, you remember when, if you ever grew up in a small town, you had like a community meeting and you figured out what are the issues of our community, let's work together to solve those communities. Well, the problem is, especially, areas like Southern California here, our communities have grown so large, it's very difficult to get our hands around all of these issues. And so this type of an institute is a forum for them, people to come together, learn what the challenges and the problems are. Maybe they can help each other, but certainly they can become aware of what some of these issues are so they can deal with them. So, Dave, what are some of your key deliverables that the institute's currently engaged in?
So when we launched the Institute in March, we said the remainder of 2016 is a pilot program for us, and then we're going to do four or five things. So the first thing we did, we launched what we call a local community forum. It was done here in Santa Ana, so it was a two-day intensive. We had, I think, 17 people that attended. Our goal was 8 to 12, so we were happy with that. And we engaged those 17 people over 2 days with the seven pillars of influence here in Santa Ana. So we brought in our city manager to talk about government. We brought in one of the assistant superintendents for school to talk about education. We brought in people from the arts organization, brought in people from healthcare to really engage. Here's what's happening in Santa Ana, but here are a couple of issues that we're facing, and really to engage those 17 participants. So that was one of the things we did. We felt it was very successful. Back in June, we launched our first, we call Influential Leadership Breakfast, where we brought in three organizations and we highlighted who they are, what they did, or what they're doing, but what is the one issue that they can that they're focused on. And so we had an audience really participate in giving some ideas to solve that issue. But even beyond that, we asked people to participate in what we call a strategic impact group meeting following. So we had three of those strategic impact group meetings following the breakfast in June, and we got phenomenal we got phenomenal participation and ideas. So we have another one coming up on the 29th of this month, breakfast 7:15 to 9:15, a little plug at the Center Club, where we will again bring in three organizations that we're highlighting: the Boys and Girls Club of Santa Ana, which is now the Central Orange County Boys and Girls Club. They just merged with four other clubs, so it's big news. We're also bringing in a new, brand new, just in the last year, nonprofit called Project Life. I love it. It's about convening young people and meeting young people, connecting with senior citizens. I love that idea. And then the third one is an outstanding program that we've been a part of, the Chamber at Valley High School, called High School Inc., where kids are in six different academic academies that really gives them an advanced certification as they graduate from high school in automotive, culinary arts, and et cetera. So we have those three organizations that they're coming to the table, and they're each going to bring an issue, and we're going to try to help them solve it. And then we have one other deliverable this year, and that is our honoring event, where November 2nd we'll be honoring an individual from each of the seven pillars that we have a committee that meets next week to finalize who those seven people are going to be. And it's really just to say, you know, these are folks that are moving the needle, making a difference in these different pillars of influence in the community. And for us, it's about people being able to come to that and say, you know what? I love that idea that person has been mentoring three high school students. I can do that. So it's not about just always the big stuff. It's about what a lot of people can just do by giving a little bit of extra time and their talent to make a difference in their community.
That's fantastic.
So those are some things that are coming up and that we're doing. And as we look at 2017, it's probably going to be more of the same. We're also looking at making some inroads into our universities. We've been asked by four of our universities to look at coming in 2017 probably, or 2018, and really establishing a community forum for university students. So we're excited about that, because we want to really engage our university students with this whole idea. When they go out into the real world, being involved in their community is very, very important.
Absolutely, absolutely. If you're influencing the young people coming out right from the start to be aware of everything that's going on in various areas and what the needs are, that's a fantastic endeavor. Do you foresee this as something that becomes, does this have movement written on it somewhere? Is this something that could catch on? I just see that you're basically just really caring about your community and pulling everyone together in the various pillars that you talked about. And then by educating people and having them talk about what their needs are, you're giving them a forum to improve the lives of others all over the place. Where do you see this going, Dave?
Well, you know, I think, you know, Bill, I believe that. I think that from my own personal experience, and then even my ongoing involvement here in Santa Ana, where we have tremendous needs, tremendous opportunities, and we have some tremendous organizations that are making a difference, you know. And so we see that. And so if we can take this message, and I think for the Institute's perspective, to some extent, we want to be that resource to kind of just help spearhead, help make connections. You know, I tell people we could do a breakfast every week and highlight three organizations that are doing good stuff here in in our county and probably do that for the next several years because there's a lot of good things going on. But people don't know that. And I think that that's one of the things that we want to do is be a resource for a community. And right now we're focused on Orange County. And some people have said, hey, you know what, is this something that should go beyond that? Well, that could be the case, you know. But like I said, we've just been doing this since March, and we're, you know, moving through 2016. We are starting to plan 2017, and we'll see where it goes. You know, for us, if, you know, it's not – we're not looking at millions of people. We're looking at people that really care, and if we can engage a few here, a few there, we can make a difference in an organization that's already doing good stuff or a new one that is come on board that we really look at and say, you know what your mission is really cool and really could be beneficial, like this Project Life that Phil Calhoun has launched where, you know, he's meeting with and engaging college students, meeting with on a weekly basis with senior citizens and seeing how, you know, that large gap that we see there just in the age and things is paying dividends where both the student and the senior citizen saying this is great stuff, you know, to meet and to be engaged and to talk and to, you know, help each other out with some certain things. So that's something a little bit different. So we like that.
Well, it's tremendous. Yeah, I could see this being a TV channel, you know, all over the country, all over all the time. I'd watch
it. Well, Bill, you can help us do that.
Inspiring. Well, it's fantastic what you've put together, and how far it's come in a short time is evidence to the fact that people are gravitating to this cause because it's needed. It's the Institute for Influential Community Impact. Tell us again, Dave, you have an upcoming event. Tell us a little bit more about that and who should come
to
that.
Yes, thanks, Bill. So two upcoming events. The 29th will be our second Influential Leaders Breakfast. It's at the Center Club, 7:15 to 9:15. It's, you know, it's for us, you know, when you go to breakfast meetings like this and luncheons, you kind of think about you're going to have an inspiring word. Well, we'll have an inspiring word, but it is a working breakfast. It is roll up your sleeves, give us your thoughts, your input, and let's help these three organizations move the needle. So that's coming up on the 29th of this month. And then November 2nd is our culminating event for 2016, and that's our Pillars of Influence recognition event. And it's a again, at the Center Club, it's a 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock reception where we're honoring seven individuals selected by, we have a 12-person selection committee that's been working really hard. They meet next week to finalize who the seven awardees are going to that we're recognizing, who they will be. And then we will recognize those people. We'll tell their story. You know, Ross Williams from the Paskes Foundation that houses the Institute is really passionate about storytelling. You know, and I always say, yeah, you make a point and you tell a story to really, and I think people, really enjoy and can relate to stories. And so we'll hear seven stories at that. It'll be a networking event as well, so there'll be, you know, some beverages and some goodies and that kind of thing there too. But that'll be on November 2nd from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock at the Center Club as well. So those are two that are upcoming that we'd love to have people join us on either or both of those.
So for listeners that want to find out more about that, what website should they go to?
Well, they can go to the Paskes website. But they can also, if they want to get more information directly from me, I'd be glad to give you my personal email address, and they can email me for some questions or thoughts on that as well. So it's paskes.org, is the Paskes website. And then my email is dlelliott, E-L-L-I-O-T-T, connector, because that's what I do a lot, is connecting, at gmail.com. dlelliott, connector, at gmail.com.
Okay, so dlelliottconnector@gmail.com or passkeys, passkeys.org. Find out more information. Get involved. Help your community and be part of it. Learn what's going on. I mean, it's fascinating to learn. I went to one of these breakfasts, and it was fascinating to learn about what is going on in the community, what some of the needs are, and then to see the audience participate in helping them open up their eyes and maybe get some ideas for how to solve their problems. Fantastic work, Dave. Thank you so much for,
thanks,
Dylan, sharing and for all you do. Dave, we're gonna say goodbye now. But again, thank you so much for joining us. Look forward to the next time.
Anytime.
Keep us posted on how things are going.
Right, and you can help us get that national TV show.
Thank you, Dave. We're gonna take a
after
short
you get
break.
Yours.
Okay, we'll be right back after this. Please stay with us.
Hey, everybody, it's Bill Black, the Exit Coach from the Exit Coach Radio Show. One of the questions I get asked the most is, how do I grow the value of my business? I'm so busy working in it, I need to work on it. So we've created a special report for you on 10 tips to grow the value of your business. Just text the word DRIVERS to 44222 to get a special free report right to your inbox. That's DRIVERS to 44222. Text DRIVERS to 44222.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.
Hi, this is Bill Black from the Exit Coach Radio Show on Sundays. Last year, a business owner friend of mine died suddenly and tragically, and his family was unprepared. In his honor, I'm giving away 1,000 of my ebooks entitled Business Continuity, 5 Steps to Protect Your Family, free. All you have to do is text the word FAMILY to 44222. That's FAMILY to 44222. Don't let your family be the victim of an unplanned business. Text FAMILY to 44222 for this free information today.
Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on exitcoachradio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.